Let us sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 111, the Psalm 111 and verses 1 to 4. Praise ye the Lord with my whole heart. I will God's praise declare where the assemblies of the just and congregations are. And especially the words of verse 2. The whole works of the Lord our God are great above all measure. Sought out they are of every one that doth therein take pleasure. Psalm 111, verses 1 to 4. Let us join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we sing these words of God's great works in creation, providence and in grace, that we would remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ as he urges his disciples to consider the birds of the air, the lilies of the field, to consider God's handiwork and to remember that God's presence is declared in many places in Scripture, in the things that are made, where God reveals his wisdom and his love of beauty and his love of mercy, his love of order and decency, the great mysteries of God's dealing with us in this world, the mysteries of our own existence, the mystery of iniquity which is at work in the world, the mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh, the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of Christ in us, the hope of glory. O God, our Heavenly Father, we pray that we would look to these things and meditate upon them in order to be heavenly-minded and holy-minded. We read in the Scriptures that those who love the Lord meditate upon him day and night. They love his word, the word which is a light to us, a lamp to us in a dark place. The word of God which makes us wiser than our foes, makes us wiser even than the ancients. The word of God which is our consolation. All the days of our pilgrimage, our strength in the presence of our enemies. The word of God which is given to us to make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, this word, which is written in the Holy Scriptures, this book that is so despised by the world, sometimes denied even by the church and neglected by so many in the church. This word which is to be studied, this word which is to be taken to heart and obeyed in all its precepts, this word which warns us of the danger of neglecting so great salvation, and of the blessings and the privileges of giving due attendance, making our calling and election sure, the word of God which is pointing us always to Jesus Christ, pointing us and saying to us in effect, this is the way, this is the one, this is the way, walk ye in it, this is the one whom to follow. This word, O God, which we have open again before us now, may we read it and search out its treasures and listen to it as it is preached in our presence, the word of God which must be heard and must be understood and applied and appreciated, practiced in our lives and stored up in our hearts, the word of God which is given to us because God is a God who loves to give good things to those of his children. And the scripture is a gift. The scripture is the word of God inscripturated, pointing us to Christ, telling us about the things he said and did, and the significance about these things, telling us, O God, of how it is that we can come to know him whom to know is life eternal. Lord our God, help us this afternoon as we gather under the authority of that word to submit to its teaching, to submit to its influence in our lives, to bask in its light and in its love, and to be conscious that these words written that we are considering again this afternoon are given to us in order to raise our thoughts above earthly words and earthly considerations. All around us, O God, we hear words, we hear opinions, we hear arguments, we hear teaching, we hear religions of every kind, we hear political positions of every kind, we hear of wars and rumors of wars, we hear of sad happenings, tragedies, we hear of people dying and people crying all around us, and we hear in the scriptures another word, another voice, the voice of the Good Shepherd, and those who are of his sheep, he reminds us, my sheep hear my voice. Amidst all the other voices, we hear his voice, and we pay attention to his voice, and we follow his voice, and we follow him, and in a sense, we discount other voices, the voice of strangers. May this be increasingly true of us, O God. May we ever increasingly listen to Christ as he teaches us wonderful things about himself, wonderful things about God, wonderful things about the kingdom, wonderful things about life in this world and life in the glory to come, life in the Father's house of many mansions. And all these things recorded for us that we, the sinful sons of men, might be delivered from ignorance, from darkness, from death, from sin and the penalty of it and the power of it, that we might hate sin, that we might love righteousness, love the Lord our God, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, help us now as we meet together in a sense, spiritually, in fellowship with Christ, and as we gather then as a congregation, listening, closed in to listen to the word of the Lord. May it be sweet to our taste, O God. We pray for ourselves that we would be receiving the blessings of God through this message, through the reading, through the singing, the prayers, and the fellowship in this spiritual realm. We pray for our families. We always pray for them, and we pray for them now. May we never stop praying for them. And for our enemies, we are commanded to pray. May we pray ever for them also, never ceasing to pray for them, following the example of Christ, remembering that those who oppose the gospel, those who criticize and reject and mock it, that they do not know what they're doing, walking in ignorance, in unbelief, not aware of their danger, not aware of the damage that they're doing to themselves, and not aware that God is listening in to every idle word and watching every secret act. Heavenly Father, we pray then for the gospel among the Christian believers in Afghanistan. We know that in recent years there has been a growth of the church there. We know, O God, that there has been something even of a kind of revival among Christian believers, and numbers have been added to the church. And we know that already there are threats and maybe even now a form of persecution increasing against the believers there. May we pray for them and remember that they too share our salvation and our faith. They are our brothers and sisters and saved by grace. May they be strong in the Lord in these days, and may they be a good witness, and may even some of the Taliban be brought to conviction and brought to conversion through the testimony of faithful followers of Christ. Oh God, we need to pray for them, not because our prayers in and of themselves work, but our God works, and he is in the scripture revealed as a God who answers prayer and indeed responds to the prayers of his people, and in a sense does what his people ask him to do. So we pray, Lord, that you would save and strengthen the church in Afghanistan and everywhere indeed throughout the world, and in these days of closure here amongst ourselves, may we be preserved from discouragement and from dispersion. Help us then to gather once again today, this Lord's Day, around the scriptures to hear what God would speak to us. This we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. We're going to read in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2, the Acts of the Apostles and the second chapter. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, the dwellers of Mesopotamia, in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others, mocking, said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in the grave, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in the grave, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he hath shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he himself said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this, that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And then in the following verses, we have the response to Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. Well, we remind you of the notices, the Wednesday meeting, of course, at 7 p.m. again on Wednesday. And next Lord's Day, the same hours, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. And again, it is expected that these will be recordings, and we invite you and welcome you to listen in at the appropriate time to these messages of God's Word. We welcome all who listen. We welcome visitors who perhaps listen for the first time, and we're glad to have you worshipping with us in this particular way. Well, these are the notices, and we're going to sing now in Psalm 111 and from verse number 5 to the end of Psalm 111.